20 bucks a tenant. So rent was down and free and dog, we still ain't have a sitting. Now if that ain't the bottom, at the top I finish. Top illustrated, nigga, this is the beginning, huh? PA stand up. 41215, nigga. Meet Millie Chaparro, bitch.
Get your motherfucking yeah.
Real rap promo.
Artist, are you struggling with getting people to listen to your music?
Do you need a bigger fan base?
Real Rap Promo is here to help you. Log on to www.realrappromo.com today to see how they can help you with all your promo and marketing needs.
Real Rap Promo.
P.S. Use the promotional code RADIO at checkout to get 20% off on all services.
You nominated us, and you voted.
And thanks to you, our loyal listeners,
we are the Southern Entertainment Awards Radio Station of the Year, 2016.
Yeah, you know what it is.
K100 Radio.
Oh, yeah. It's showtime. What up, though? K100 Radio is in the building. Welcome, everybody. K100Radio.com. I'm your host, Blizzard. What's happening, man? What's going on? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Shout out to my Facebook Live crew. They already checking in off top. Shout out to everybody. What's going on, man? Sid Wines, what up, homie? What's good, man? Hey, you know what it is, man. Time for another direct line interview on K100 Radio. Of course, what we do over here when we do these, it's a real live Q&A, basically an interview with our featured guests. Oftentimes, it's independent artists, but we've also DJed a plethora of people. We DJed DJs. We've interviewed DJs, producers, strippers, businessmen, politicians before, if you can even believe it. Real elected officials have been on K100 Radio. Yeah. All kinds of people, man. I've had a chance to chop it up with us, man. If you've missed a lot of our interviews, you can always go check them out on SoundCloud. And we got a lot of visual interviews that we've done on location at events on our YouTube page. You guys are really sleeping on our YouTube page. I got to get the YouTube page promo going or something, because y'all don't even realize how many great interviews are over there. For real, for real. But anyway, I digress. Let's get it. 347-934-0966, K1radio.com. Our live direct line interview, and today's guest is Dangerous Rob. Yeah. What's going on, homie? Welcome to the broadcast, bro.
Hey, what's cracking? K100, ATL, we in the building, you know what I'm saying? Freedom Records is in the building, sir.
Let's get it, man. We in motion, as you would say. We in
you
motion.
Know, with the hashtag, we in motion.
We in motion. I picked that up really fairly easy, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's pretty
yes,
effective.
Sir.
All right. Go ahead, bro. Introduce yourself to our listening audience right now. We've got a couple people checking us out on Facebook. People listening, of course, all on our global broadcast right now on K100Radio.com. And anybody catching on replay on SoundCloud. Big ups to you guys for checking out after the fact. You know what I mean? Go ahead and introduce yourself to the broadcast, bro. You got it.
It's the General Dangerous Rob, you know what I'm saying? You know, straight out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, Black Wall Street. You know what I'm saying? And we mashing. You know, I'm taking advantage of the opportunity to mash one of the biggest online radio stations out there. So, we here.
Thank
you. You know what I'm talking about?
Tulsa, shout out to DJ OK the General, the homie over here on our broadcast. He's representing Tulsa. Catch me every Tuesday over here, 5 o'clock p.m. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Blizzle, you need to plug that up. I need to meet him, dog.
You know what, bro? The crazy part about it is, I assume that that's maybe what you heard of us. Because we got, you know, I don't know if that, but if you haven't heard of him and he's in Tulsa and he's rocking with us and you over here rocking with us, that says a lot that the grind is actually just spreading. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because I thought,
oh man, K100 is huge, man. Don't get humble on me, dog.
Oh, come on, man. Thank you. All right,
yeah,
man.
Y'all doing it, man. Y'all doing it real big. You know what I'm talking about?
I appreciate it. Vina on the check-in. See, Renee's on the check-in. Had a dope record on Illa Kill this past week. Might be looking good for her for the Make It a Magazine placement. Shouts out to her. DJ Owens on the check-in. All right, bro, let's get into it. I'm talking about my Facebook.
Let's go.
Man. Facebook will be popping. All right, man. Dangerous Rob, man. Tulsa representing the Midwest. Got a couple questions for you. Everybody pause. Lonnie Hill. Hear him go. All right, bro. So, first of all, the Midwest. The vibe and the independent artist game, the hip-hop industry itself in the Midwest. I got a lot of people who've come across K100 Radio that we've interviewed, artists, whatever, and we know for a fact that the Midwest have always had its own grind, its own sound, for the most part. But lately, we haven't heard somebody just come through and just smash the game from the Midwest. Now, granted, I understand that this is not really just about you guys. For a long time, it was just everybody was just on the South ATL area, that kind of music, and like everybody fell off, West Coast, New York. But everybody's making a bounce back. Everybody's trying to come back a little bit, especially the West Coast. What do you think about the movement in the hip-hop scene in the Midwest right now? I'm not there, but oftentimes, of course, you guys are going to see it popping and bubbling up locally besides yourself, but just in general, the hip-hop game right now, how is it over in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which I've never been to? You know what I'm saying? So I have no idea what the vibe like in the streets and the hip-hop scene is over in Tulsa. Can you give me a little bit about that?
Well, you know, Tulsa's built on independent artists. You know, artists is pressing their own records up, you know, putting plastic around them and going out to sell them. You know what I'm saying? We have all of the older artists from the town has a big international following. I don't know if you're familiar with, you know, what we've done on the international scale. But far as the independent side, man, Oklahoma has always had its own thing, you know, and we've always pushed our records independently because there, you know, there hasn't been any, you know, major labels to come through and do what's happened for New Orleans or Houston or any other,
right,
you know, Atlanta, something like that. But, you know,
right,
what that's what I'm here for. You know what I'm saying? This Dangerous Ways project made me jump back into the game. Because, like
right,
you said, for a long time, for the last few years, people have really been sleeping on, you know, this part of the country. So
right,
that's what I'm here for, is to dive back into the game, because I took a hiatus myself to get the spiritual side of me to grow. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So now
right,
I'm back. I'm on my eighth album, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we're here for, is to push this Oklahoma movement across the top. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Eight albums deep. Kudos for that grind. Freedom Records, I see that's what the brand is about. Tell me a little bit about that. How'd that pop off?
Oh, man, Freedom Records, it started, you know, I started about 15 years ago when I went solo. You know, when I went solo, I had to establish my own brand because I was working up under my brother, which
right,
was BAM Records. You know
right,
what I'm saying? And during that time, when I started Freedom Records, you know, I was still in the street, you know, and,
right,
and I had an acronym for it as For Real Each and Every Dude About Money. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And had the period jumping off between each letter. But, you know, I changed that, you know, just so I could establish the brand like I really wanted to, you know, without
right,
a stereotype. When people look at the brand, they won't just associate it with a street music label. They're associated with, you know, R&B, gospel. You know, we're trying to get Freedom Industries off the ground. So that's what we're trying to do, create an established brand right out of Oklahoma. You understand?
That's what's up, man. And the independent grind, of course, nowadays, I'm pretty sure you will agree. Now, I'm going to ask you another question real quick in a second, but I think nowadays you'll agree that going independent, people always say independent is the way, fuck a label, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if I necessarily always agree with that. There's always different circumstances to fit. It's tailor-made for different people, and sometimes maybe a label can help you, and sometimes maybe it can hurt you. It can be the worst decision of your life. But at the end of the day, I know one thing, and I think you'll agree with me, that at this particular point, no one's giving you anything, and no one is even going to take you serious at all if you don't even go ahead and start your own independent level grind, period, point blank at this point. It's almost like back in the day, all you needed was a demo. You know, you just needed to get in the studio, get you a demo, get you a couple songs done, get you a demo, and you was good.
Or some friends or some cousins
right,
that were on.
Right,
you know,
right,
if you had some cousins was
yeah,
on, you can jump in. But nowadays, it's all about numbers.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's why, you know, somebody come to tell me, they sign, I've never heard of them, and I can't go to the internet, or they don't have a strong presence on social media. I can't take you serious, dog. I can't
right,
take you serious, because I know I've been in this business long enough to know that it's all about the numbers, bro. You know,
it
you
is,
produce those numbers, and that's why it's so important for artists in smaller cities to come together, because numbers matter. You know, you get 50 cats together, whether it's if y'all the same clique or not, but all of y'all together coming out of one city, y'all gonna be able to bring those numbers that the labels are looking for to bubble. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. So speaking of that, I got another question for you then. Back to the hip hop scene, I'm gonna jump back to my question, I was gonna ask you in a second. But you said that, and you said, well, everybody get together, you and 50 people, whatever. How is it collaborating with other artists in Oklahoma? Is there a sense of camaraderie? Because I look at it like, okay, if you're somewhere like the Midwest and there's just not a lot of major labels coming out of there, there's not a lot of necessarily buzz or whatever. So to me, it wouldn't make any sense for local artists to be beefing against each other, whatever, the whole point would be kind of redundant and kind of just counterproductive to everyone's all ultimate goal. I would think that everybody in that one area would get together to try to make the numbers and build it up. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. How is it working with other artists? You know, a lot of people from other places, they'd be like, oh, man, I mean, everybody need to be like Atlanta, man. Everybody, they all work together and blah, blah, blah. Everybody crabs in the barrel over here. So I want to get it from somebody on the ground that's grinding. Do you guys work together as independent artists, labels, you know what I'm saying, producers, artists, DJs, or is it kind of like every man for himself?
Well, I think it's half and half, Lizum. It's like you got one side of the movement that would like to work with everybody, and then you have another side of the movement that, you know, feel like that they can do it on their own. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm the general, you know, I'm the OG of the town. So that's my job, is to bring everybody together, you know,
okay,
let make everybody believe under one cause is this is how we're going to do it. And it don't have to be me, because I'm on my way out. You know what I'm saying? I'm older. You know,
right,
we can get hold of somebody else, a younger artist, and get behind him. And this is what I preach to all the older dudes, because when we were coming up, we wasn't thinking about getting together. You know what I'm saying? Because we didn't care about a movement. We cared about ourselves. But if we put all these numbers together, that's what's going to make it happen. So you have, you know, some guys that's like, yeah, we'll ride. But then you have some guys that's like, nah, I'm going to do this on my own. You know, it's just like everywhere else. You know,
okay,
the independent grind is a grind. You know, it's not an overnight thing. And then you have overnight artists. You know, I mean, you have guys that feel like that they can get in the game and blow up overnight who don't understand the logistics of this business. You know
right,
what I'm saying? And it's all about everybody coming together. I don't care if you're from Oklahoma, Louisiana, Houston, Dallas, Atlanta. All artists should, you know, come together, you know, at
exactly,
any time instead of beefing, because beef is some bullshit.
Yeah. Unless,
listen,
unless
you don't mind if I get mine off, right?
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. But that's what I'm saying. It's, you know, it ain't just Oklahoma, bro. It's any artist that's doing something. You know, it takes a collaboration of people combining their gifts and talents together to make something happen. Just like right now, anybody want to collab? Blizzum, I want to do something with you. That hot shit you got on your site. They're ready for war. Anybody want to do something? Anybody want to work? I'm willing to work with anybody. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. Collaboration.
And that's how I feel about it. You know what I mean? That's how we produce numbers. It's networking. It's putting your resources with mine. Everybody networking together for one cause. And that's get to it. The math.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I totally get it, man. You know what I'm saying? Collaboration is key. I've talked about it numerous times. I've written about it in blogs, everything. And I can tell you, you know, I've seen myself, like, just from social media. I did a song with a guy out of Texas on my last album, The Cinema Me, the one I did right before I kind of, you know, got into broadcasting. And I remember,
right,
because I did that one song with this guy, and his name was Nuna Jr. He was out. I had never heard of him before ever, but he was really grinding in Houston. I did one song with him and collaborated with him. All of a sudden, I got hundreds of new people checking me out from Houston that I never heard of before, just because that song came out so great and he pushed it in his area. I pushed it, and then all of a sudden he had a whole bunch of people from Atlanta and Florida checking him out. And it was because people was digging the song. I was like, man, who was that? Who was that? Who was that? And that's how it works. I mean, don't get me wrong. Every now and again, you're going to have falling outs or whatever. You know what I'm saying? A little rap beef ain't hurt nobody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Joe just dropped a sizzle or shot at Drake them. You know what I'm saying? They got him buzzing.
Yeah.
People talking. It can get you talking. You know, things like that can go down. But at the end of the day, when
right,
you're on the underground level, when you're on the independent level and you haven't made it yet, it will behoove you. Now, so don't get me wrong. Because of the nature of the game, we understand that controversy sells, viral, you know, beef sells, as long as it don't get too crazy and nobody's really physically getting killed, although you can never tell because sometimes people can take it too far. We understand that.
Right.
But essentially, I just like to see more collaborations, not just from other hip-hop artists, but a hip-hop artist and R&B artist, R&B artist and rock artist, pop, all these underground cultures, and just they didn't work it out, mesh together, you know what I'm saying? You guys can kind of sometimes triple and quadruple your fan base with one song, with one collaboration. You just never know. You feel me? I got one more question for you, though. And then we're going to jump into some of this music.
Let's go.
All right, yeah. Yeah, and we got a caller, too, so I'm going to take a call. 770-255. I'm going to take your call in a second. before we go to the music. But I see that you you went to Langston University and you actually majored in broadcast journalism, which is basically what this is.
I did.
Wow, you know what I'm saying? Do you have anything going? I'm pretty sure you have plans to maybe put that degree to a use. I could use that degree right now. You want to just give me that paper and swap it out? Because there's a lot of look at my grind.
Man, you know, when I finished up at school, man, the money wasn't there. You know, of course, you know, not soon after I got out of school, I got a record deal. So that's where. Uh-huh. I fell right into a record deal as soon as I got out of school. So, but my afterlife is maybe, some slow jam, you know, because I got this deep voice, you know what I'm saying? A slow jam segment or something, you know, you never know what your dreams can lead to, man. And that was one of my dreams, is being on the radio, because people would always tell me, man, you got a deep voice. You need to be on the radio. So that was something that I pursued when I came out of high school, which was, 2 years ago.
You're right, though. You know what I'm saying? A little midday, slow down. You know what I'm saying? Or you sound like start your little podcast. We're talking with the OG Rob right here. You know what I'm saying? Talk to these young cats. Give them some game. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
Rob.
Man, I need to dive into that, man, because I got so much knowledge to give. I've been in this music business for so long. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the whole point, man. And I just read that and I was like, wow, broadcast journalism. So I was just assuming, I'm going to see some version of some sort of something pop up out of there from Tulsa, Oklahoma, with hosted by Dangerous Rob. You know what I'm saying? Something radio or something coming out of there pretty soon. We got a caller real quick. I'm going to take a call and then we'll jump into the music. If you're a caller, you're calling in, press number 1 on the keypad if you just want to give a shout out real quick and holler at us. 770-255. What up, though? Who's this?
This is Sad Wines, man. What's good?
Oh, Sad Wines, what's going on? What up? Shout out to Sad Wines checking in. What's happening, bro? What you want to holler at us about?
Ain't not much, man. I was just online just listening, man. You know what I'm saying? I never heard of you, but it sounds like you got a lot of knowledge and a lot of games. So, I'm always the type of person, you know what I'm saying, that pick a lot of, a lot of knowledge from different people. So that's why I checked in and of course support my boy Blissom, you know what I'm saying, what doing in K100 Radio. So I'm always supporting him and everything like that. So I'm just checking in, listening, check out some dope music. And I'm a producer, so, definitely I want to, better get your contact information as well in the end of the segment.
Oh, absolutely. Man, we're going to go. That's what we're here for, is to build relationships and network and make sure, Blissom is going. You understand what I'm saying?
No doubt.
That's what we're here for, brother.
That's the type of thing.
So we'll exchange contact, and then we'll get to it immediately. You feel me?
Flex. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Let's
go. I'll make sure I plug you guys because Dangerous Rob, thank you for calling in, Sad Wines. If you went to the website, I know you said you heard some of the music. That's who did the expansion. That's who produced that joint called The Expansion. That was Sad Wines.
Okay.
That's so you can hear some of what his production style is like. He produced the single that we did that we released just to promote K1's radio. Sad Wines, The Expansion, with my joint that I'm rapping on it, but it's really a song just kind of promote K1's radio and the compilation. Working on, so that's him. And if you hear that one, that's him. He's dope, man. You know what I mean? One more call.
Yeah,
people, let's call.
Sure.
One, want to take one more call before we jump into the music? We got somebody else want to holler.
Let's go.
All right. Area code 770-943. What up? Welcome to K100.
Hey, how you doing? Am I on the line?
Yeah, you're on, bro.
my bad, man. I'm 17 years old, man. It's just like I'm trying to get my music out, and I know this is irrelevant to what y'all are talking about, but I was calling to get like information and all that stuff on how to like get the reviews and like the ill or kill thing, because I was just on the website. I'm eager to just get myself out there.
All right. Well, first of all, what's your name, real quick? What's your name?
Ace Deuce.
All right, Ace Deuce. Shout out to Azu. Shout out to you for calling in and participating in the show. I'll give you some advice. I'm going to give you some real quick advice, and I'll let Dangerous Rob drop one jewel on you, and then we're going to jump into the music. My first jewel you're on the right path. You're rocking with the platforms and the people that actually support and focus on giving love and support to the independent artists like K100 Radio. You're reaching out.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. thing about it. As far as getting on K100 Radio, just go to our website and then read the submissions page, and that'll tell you everything you need to do as far as getting your music on Illa Kill. I'm going to let Dangerous Rob drop one jewel on you because he's kind of a vet in this game, too. Give this guy one piece of advice. If you were 17 again right now, Dangerous Rob, and you were just getting to the game and you knew what you knew now, give this young guy a piece of advice. One jewel.
Hey, Zeus, are you pressing your own records up?
What you mean by that?
Are you pressing your own CDs up right now?
Not right now. I just dropped the music video and all that stuff, and it's on YouTube, and it's just like I've been submitting my music everywhere, like on the blog, SoundCloud, AudioMac, Facebook, everything, and it's just like, I'm just getting myself out there. I had a performance and all that stuff and, like, making, and it's just like I was seeing what you were saying, like how people, like, they just, like, try to do everything they self, and it's just like I completely understand that, It's just like you got to have a whole movement, and it's like everybody is just like a crab in a barrel. Like me, myself,
right.
I'm from Atlanta, and it's just like, I've been doing this for, one or two years, and it's just like,
right.
Each year, it's
17 years old. Right now, what you can do, man, you press them records up and you get in the streets and you sell them records. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just a single, $2. You ask a dude for $2, he might hand you a 5 or 10. Where you're establishing your e-commerce. You're establishing money and you're getting paid, and it's going to make you feel better about what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And ain't nothing wrong with standing on the corner selling your own music. You 17.
Right.
You turn that music into some e-commerce, bro, because that's what it's about. You want to feed some people. You want to feed yourself.
Hey,
press
you
that thing
them,
up, man, and get out there and make it happen.
To, yeah, you got to give them a good product to, support you. That's where a lot of people also mess up. They just see the money aspect, and they don't see, this is for the people. You have to make it where the people like it. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like a lot of people, they think it just come quick, and it don't come like that, So,
but you're on the right direction, man, by handling, all your social media. You're doing YouTube and AudioMac and SoundCloud. So you're on the right path. But the path that you want to do is you want to turn it into, unless you want it to be a hobby. You know what I'm saying? If you want it to be a hobby, then that's cool. But if you want to get to it, you register your music with BMI, ASCAP. Make sure your stuff is copywritten. Make sure you have full ownership. That way you'll be able to negotiate when these labels come to you. And press it up, man, and get out there and sell it. Put yourself out there. You got millions of people coming to Atlanta every weekend, man. You know what I'm saying? You're 17 years old. So by the time, you're 20, you put 3 good hard years into the business, you're going to crack. It's going to bubble for you.
Absolutely.
It's right there for you. You're young. You know what I'm saying? It's right there for you, brother. Get out there and get it.
Shout out to the caller, man. Music. This 30 minutes running up on us real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. We got you.
Little crew checking in. C. Renee's like, to be 17 again. Yeah. You feel me? Keith Young says, of course, tell the little homie to invest in himself. A lot of people checking in and chiming in on Facebook. All right. We got to get into the music. That's why we're here, too. Dangerous, Rob. We got two joints loaded up by you, Rob. We got this first joint. You know what I'm saying? Well, we got 100 stacks. Which one you want to do? 100 stacks or the other one? First.
Do the 100 stacks first. That's a record for the women. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We go right into that.
Give me a little rundown on this real quick, 30 seconds, and then we're going to go ahead and press play on this joint. Tell me about it.
Oh, man, 30 seconds of the 100 racks. Man, it was just like everybody was caught up on a dime piece. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted to take it up a notch. What's a dime piece to 100 stacks? You know what I'm saying? So we turned the dime piece into 100 stacks, and that's what we own.
All right. This is K100 Radio. First time being on K100 Radio, this is Dangerous Rob. Pretty sure it won't be the last. Name is Jordan's call, 100 stacks. Hit the phone lines up. We got Kid Ambition coming next, and we got one more jump by Dangerous Rob before we get ready to get up out of here. DJ Butter Rock coming up at 7 when we're done. You know what I'm saying? K100 Radio, K100Radio.com. Shout out to everybody checking us out live. Twitter, Instagram, at K100_radio, at Dangerous Rob, holler at the homie, at Fat Woo on Twitter, those. You know what I'm saying? Here we go, man. 100 stacks.
Yes,
let's check this one out. K100 Radio.
Ghetto stars, the superstars, Dangerous Rob, Millennium, we out here, Freedom Records, Payday Ink Management,
You got a bad bitch. Y'all a good match. You really got it down. You can have that. I got a superwoman. You can't measure that. Cause what's a dime piece to 100 stacks? Cause what's a dime piece to 100 stacks? Your girl's a dime piece by the 100 stacks. My lady make you wanna take your bitch back.
100 stacks. Scratch off like already on some wrong shit. You got her own shit. That pussy tastes like strawberries. Bank accounts, large amounts. Stay ready, ain't gotta get ready. Ain't tripping about likes on Instagram. She about her bread. Peel Fetty, more than bomb. This girl a missile. Yeah. Distinguished real from artificial. Yeah. Met her out in Dallas, Texas. She cold like a popsicle. Brick house, make goose whistle. No stripes, still official. Work hard all week, hold the kids down on the weekend. She might twerk a little. Intimidate, make March nervous. Jiggling baby, do that on purpose. Preaches at her when she go to church. She call him recite me Bible verses. Paper background, she the coldest around. Shoulders back, nose up, sundress, ass nights around. When we hit the town, turn up, touch.
You got a bad bitch, y'all a good match. You really got it down, you can have that. I got a superwoman, you can't measure that. Cause what's a dime piece to 100 stacks? Cause what's a dime piece to 100 stacks? Cause what's a dime piece to 100 stacks? Your girl's a dime piece by the 100 stacks. My lady make you wanna take your bitch back.
She wanna boss, she can boss. She wanna floss, she can floss. Dime piece to you, 100 stacks to me. It's my game, your loss.
Come on,
she ain't tripping about what it costs. She a diva, Diana Ross. Dime piece to you, 100 stacks to me. It's my game, your loss.
Roof,
homework, classic, flame on it. Got on, ain't gotta spend green on it. Got chips, stack grip. Gandy Smith put a ring on it. Obey your thirst, don't even lean on it.
Why?
She put them jeans on it. Valet Park and VIP, that's her car. Bitch look clean, don't it? Lay baby daddy ain't stopping. Her 100 stacks, she on top of her. Cutie pie, all the ballers tried. Even nice to March when they stalking her. Superwoman, they flock to her. Tammy Roman, she popular. Valeria's like the Zimmerman trial, cause everybody is watching her. Young homies, they bopping her. Young studs wanna rock with her. She down like four flat tires, man. My granny even gave props to her. 100 stacks, know what she want. Don't play no games, no time to front. Nice brain, she a beast in the kitchen. Now my house smelling just like a restaurant.
You got a bad bitch. Y'all a good match, you really got it done. You can have that. I got a superwoman, you can't measure that. Cause what's a dime piece to 100 stacks?
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
What's a dime piece to 100
stacks? All right. Dangerous Rob, shout out to the homie, man. 347-934-0966. We live right now, man. Direct live interview. What's going on? The homie Keith over on Facebook Live said he's riding with that joint. I seen a couple people hit the likes, let them fly over there. Dangerous Rob, man. We got another joint called Dangerous Ways. Getting ready to drop that one in a minute, man. You good, bro?
Yes, sir.
I like that. What's up, man? I like
I'm good, video. Man.
Yeah.
Man, that's Vernon Knorr, man. That dude is awesome. You know what I'm saying? And he out of the DMV area, you know, and that's, you know, that's one of the people that I linked up with through the Dog Pound Next Generation movement. And, you know, we've been moving. He's been our Nate Dog. You know what I'm saying? He's a
right.
Hook master. He drops them hooks. You feel me?
Exactly. How did
so
that happen? You said the Dog Pound Next
Generation. I sent him the beat and sung the song, and he twisted it, and that's how we got that, you know. That's the
what's
first single
the
off of Dangerous Ways. Go ahead, Blizzle.
What's up with the Dog Pound Next Generation connection? How did that happen?
You know, Daz Dillinger, Corrupt, and Big A, which is VP of Promotions of the Dog Pound, they had a online contest 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And they selected, you know, six different faces. That's our anthem, six different faces from six different places. You know, six different guys from continental parts of the United States and put us together and combine us together to create the Dog Pound Next Generation. And Miko, Mr. Murder, he's from Atlanta. We got a, and man, he hot. I got to turn you on to him, Blizzum. He, you know, Brian is from Oakland. You know, I'm from Oklahoma.
Okay.
Jay Trips is from San Jose. And then Chaotic, he's from the DMV areas. And 4-5 is from Los Angeles. So it's just, you know, combine, you know, that track that Nitty produced. We got that record that Nitty done that I sent to you, the Tap Out record. So,
right.
You know, we moving.
All right, I got to definitely make sure I go back in the bag and check that one out. We got the next joint getting ready to come up because we're coming up on our 30 minutes, man. These 30 minutes go so fast when you're over here on these direct line interviews. We got Kid Ambition coming up next. Tell me about Dangerous Rays. We're going to go ahead and jump to this one, then we're going to ride out and get ready for the next interview. Go ahead and give me a rundown
okay,
about Dangerous Rays.
Sure.
Tell me about it. Go ahead.
Dangerous Rays is produced by Lack. You know what I'm saying? He out of Oklahoma. He's from Tulsa. We from the same place. But we done the record, you know, in L.A. together. I flew out there and knocked the record down. And it's the name of my album, Dangerous Ways. It's the title track. Dangerous Ways is going to drop on you in October. So, you know, I just wanted to give, you know, the world on K100 Radio a piece of, you know, this new shit I got coming to you. You know, which I got the 100 stacks for the girls and, you know, Dangerous Ways. We went right back to the street.
All right. Say that. Someone asked me to tell you on Facebook. Say that singer's name one more time. The singer's name?
Vernon Nora. He on Facebook. And then tell him to hit me up, D. Rob Daniels on Facebook. You know, send me a friend request. Let's get to it.
All right, man. Make sure you holler at the homie, man. One more time. Give him the website and everything because we're going to jump into the next interview after we ride out with his Dangerous Ways. Go ahead and give him the website.
Okay. It's a website, freedomrecords.com. I'm on Twitter, @FatWoo. Instagram, Dangerous underscore Rob. Facebook, D. Rob Daniels. And Reverb Nation, Dangerous Rob. It's all out there. Hit me up, rob@freedamrecords.com. You can send me an email. Anybody who want to network or do something, you know, we can make it happen. We can make it crack like eggshells off top.
All right, man. Shout out to the homie Dangerous Rob. We're going to ride out into the sunset on this one and get ready for our next interview. Right here, man. This is Dangerous Ray, Dangerous Rob. Check him out, man. Go, make sure you go rock with him. If you're digging the music, man, let him know you heard him on K100 Radio. And big ups and props to everybody who's listening right now. Let's get it. K100 Radio.
I'm a full-time hustler, posted on the block. Run up on me, the cake on pop, so I'm dangerous. Nigga, you know I'm dangerous. And you ain't even gotta ask why. I make a corner cross. Run up on me, the hammer gon' fly, so I'm dangerous. Nigga, you know I'm dangerous.
It's Dangerous Rob, nigga. Like a big wig, big Dangerous Rob, nigga. I fuck with big wigs. That's Freedom Records, homie. Them some big wigs. I'm humongous, homie. I does it real big. After the club on the 30, back to my place. Fort Worth exit, East Chase Parkway. Dallas, Texas, to Cali. Back to my state. About to make it go. That's how it translates. I let the soul turn cold. Life full of pain. What's understood ain't gotta be explained. 30 years on the planet, no one. The blank money ain't on your mind. You're worried about the wrong thing. All gas, no brakes, do it non-stop. Chop the cookie, set up shop and beat the block. 20 folds of leather, about to rip wood. It's all Gucci, homie, and it feels good.
I'm a full-time hustler, posted on the block. Run up on me, the cake on pop, so I'm dangerous. Nigga, you know I'm dangerous. And you ain't even got a run up on me, that hammer gon' fly, said I'm dangerous. Nigga, you know I'm dangerous.
Love me some chicks, I got a slew of them. Girls, they hustle them hard girls, like niggas, girls. Do the fool on them. Oh, you flying them birds, I buy a few of them. And when them K's spray, I'm spraying two of them. This ain't that watered down version, this is real shit. I had to upgrade on some real shit. Started with a dub, turned that into a whole brick. Grind a whole week straight, full time hustling shit. Lost sweetie a diamond, that's my main chick. Money, power, and envy, I make you lame switch. Hit that dome with fuck that fame shit and let them hammers fly. That's what you lames get. If it ain't about money, conversation boring. Hustle or bust a 50 category. Money over bras, cause bras like it's the same story. And let the hook fly. It's self-explanatory.
I'm a full-time hustler, posted on the block. Run up on me, the cake on pop, but I'm dangerous. Nigga, you know I'm dangerous.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Run up on me, that have my phone flash, but I'm dangerous. Nigga, you know I'm dangerous.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com, they promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com, they can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com, they work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
And we're back. What up, though? K100 Radio, what's going on? Shout out to my Facebook crew. Shout out to everybody checking us live over here. Direct line interview number two of the day. You know what it is. Let's get it. You know what that sound means? Don't that sound like somebody a winner? That sound like a winner. Don't that hear the sound again? Yes, yes, yes. It sounds like somebody's a winner. And we've got the winner of this month. Well, yeah, last month's bar exam. We kind of started a little bit late. Well, yeah, last month, July already, just the first. So, yeah, technically last month. But the last bar exam, we've got Kid Ambition checking in with us right now. You dig? Well, what's going on, homie? Welcome to K100 Radio, bro. What's popping with you, bro?
Hey, what's good, man? I'm so excited, man. Can't even explain it.
That's what's up, man. Well, first of all, welcome again. Well, not again. You was on K100 Radio, but not technically on the broadcast. But we did cover your performance over there at the bar exam. But this is the first time you actually been live. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and introduce yourself to the broadcast. Everybody listening right now, go ahead and tell them who you are, Kid Ambition.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kid Ambition. I'm a artist that was living in Europe. I lived there all my high school life. I came over here to help my grandma out. Started making music over here and started performing, taking it real seriously this year. And shoot, here I am.
Hey. And some kind of way, you actually won the bar exam, and you just started. You know what I'm saying? But I got to tell everybody, if you didn't see, we've got some of the clips and stuff over on our on my personal Facebook page. So if you're on my Facebook Live, it's over there. Also on our Instagram at K100_Radio, you can check out some of the clips from his performance. We got a couple of clips for him rocking the stage and everything. And I got to tell you, I was live right there, and you had to be there. You had to see just what he brought to the table. It was a stiff competition that night. I think everybody who was in that last, any one of you guys could have won the bar exam that night that was in that last category, that one out of each one of them, like all of you guys were dope. You know what I'm saying? Like it was kind of a toss-up for me. I was like, I wonder who's going to win. I was sitting there watching like, I wonder who's going to get it.
Yeah, shout out to Truancy, man. He killed it too.
Yeah, he did. But you won the crowd over. You pulled the crowd in with your performance, and ultimately that's what I think led to your win over at the bar exam. If you don't know what the bar exam is, it's an event that we sponsor. We do interviews with the winners of the bar exam. It's held at Apache Cafe. The host, Mike Six, Savage Fan Productions, DJ Knots, they always show us love, and we wanted to show some love back and sponsor one of the events and say, look, whoever comes out of this joint live at the end of the night, we want to show them some love on K100 Radio. And that's why we got Kid Ambition here right now. And he hit the stage and he killed it, performed it, you know what I'm saying? He was trying to, he was so meticulous about everything. He got us his music at the very last minute because he wanted it to just be right. It's not really right, man. And I was like, I don't know if this guy's going to get us the music in time for the interview, but he got it to his right. You know what I'm saying? He was like, man, it ain't right. It's got to be perfect. You know, I was like, bro, it's the interview today. You know what I'm saying? But he got it to us in time. You know what I'm saying? And got everything ready to go, man. So shout out to him now. Tell me a little bit about, you said you weren't doing music when you was overseas. You started doing it here. But tell me a little bit about the hip-hop scene over there where you at. Where was you at again specifically?
I was in Belgium. Shout out to everybody listening over in Belgium. I had a couple of fans hit me up saying they were trying to tune in on the radio. I lived in Belgium, and the whole scene right there is really kind of like a mix of hardcore hip-hop, like the real, like, raw type of feel. You know, they have a lot of French people who are in that hardcore, and then they also have, like, dubstep. So when I was making music there, I kind of mixed both of them together, but I was really into Nas and, you know, old school rappers like that. So I kind of had a little bit more of a lyricist side to it. And I just moved on. When I moved to Atlanta, I kind of transitioned to a little trap, but still mix it with actual lyrics, you know.
All right, cool. How old are you, by the way? I was wondering that when you was on stage, because you look mad.
I look like I'm 14, man. I look mad young, man. I'm telling you. But I'm 20 years old, man.
How old are you? How old?
20.
What?
20. I know, right? Yo, I can't grow a beard to save my life.
Yeah, you getting carded everywhere, bro. You know what I'm saying? I was like, who let him in the bar? You know what I'm saying? Then he had glasses on, and then he took glasses off and turned the fuck up on the stage. Everybody, I'm going to tell you how to, I'm going to give you guys the visual, the look, because when you walked up there, you thinking, okay, I ain't going to lie to you, Kid Ambition. I was like, this guy kind of looks kind of, I don't know, kind of preppy, kind of nerdy. I don't know what's going to happen right now. Glasses and just curly hair. And you know what I'm saying? Are you I didn't even know what, I couldn't even tell what race you were. I think maybe you're mixed or something. I don't know. I was like,
yeah.
What is this about to do? You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking you're finna just pop out with the absolute corniest shit ever, and this motherfucker turned on 1,000. You know what I'm saying? Bouncing, jumping all around the fucking stage. And I'm like, I think that's what pulled everybody in at the bar exam. Everybody, it's one of those times when you look at a motherfucker and they are performing nothing like how they look. You totally expected something totally different to come out of this situation, and now you're like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? I think that's how you got me. I'm not even bullshit, because that's how you got me. I was looking at you like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? He's snapping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I totally, you just, it's a deceptive look, which can definitely work for you. I got to tell you, that can definitely work for you. You know what I'm saying? It's so marketable. It's so many ways you can spin it. You know what I'm saying? Because your performance is so energetic, and you just had the crowd draw it in, but your look is totally different. So it's kind of like you can kind of both angles with that. I don't know. I'm not trying to be your PR, your marketing brand expert. Saying, you know, what I felt when I saw the performance over at the bar exam, I was like, bruh, he just snapped, and I totally did not. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. Am I Kevin Hart?
He wasn't ready.
No, I wasn't. I can't do Kevin Hart. I suck at it. Anyway, Kid Insight, you mentioned that you came from over there and you was more in the old school hip hop, and then you came over here and you got into trap. Now, your style and the music that we're getting ready to play, people are going to hear the songs. We got them loaded up over here, so we're getting ready to drop them. And we got Zoning, Rise to Grind, right? Those are the two joints that we got loaded up that we're going to be playing. So we'll hear your style in a minute when we play on this, and everybody's going to be listening worldwide. Shout out to everybody checking us out on Facebook Live. DJ Esoteric, what's up, bro? What's going on? Sanai J checking in over there on Facebook Live. Shout out to everybody listening to us on K100Radio.com or on the TuneIn app or on our mobile apps, which are going to be updated this week, so you're going to get a little push thing to update it. We got some new stuff coming on the app, just a couple of extra buttons for social media. But anyway, you said you like old school, but you came over here and you jumped in the trap. Now, right now, the state of hip-hop is in a flux. We got a lot of people who've been complaining about the state of hip hop for years. What do you think that you're going to be able to bring to the game that's a little bit different? Because I heard you say that you're a lyricist, but then I saw your performance and I heard the music, and it's like, yeah, you kind of got a mix of both. What are you going to bring to the game? Because people are kind of fed up with just basic, meaning nothing lyrics. They don't mean shit. They kind of want to get back to lyricism, but they still want to turn up. Is that what you plan on bringing? Because that's kind of what I gathered from your style. But you tell me, what are you bringing new to the game as an artist?
I mean, that's exactly what I'm going for. What I feel like is, you know, you go with old school, you got the older crowd, and then you got new school, which is definitely the younger crowd. And in my opinion, I feel like if you can find a perfect mixture of old school, you know, giving a message, yet with a beat, I guess we could say, that can apply to the newer school. If you combine both of those, you can provide a better message to both you know, categories, I guess we could say, you know, old school mixed with new school. And that's what I'm really trying to go for. Then again, I do know how the market goes, and I know what's a good hit, and I know how to make a hit with ease, but I want people to grasp to that hit, and then when they hear the full project, they're like, oh man, he can turn up, but he also has a message to say at the same time.
That's a good plan. I hope that works out. A lot of people, the problem with that, I'm going to tell you the problem with that. Sometimes people go by, and hopefully you'll be able to find a good balance on the singles that you're dropping. But oftentimes I personally know artists who said, well, I'm going to make this kind of record because this is what the people want to hear and they want to give to the DJs or whatever. But they actually are a lot more talented, and they say, I'm going to put all that shit on the album. And then the single comes out. You feel what I'm saying? And everybody loves that shit. And then when they try to really give them something a little bit more meaningful or a little bit different, they get rejected. Like, that's not. I thought you were that guy over there. You know what I'm saying? So I guess coming out with that perfect plan and kind of balancing your singles and how you release them really can be beneficial. But I personally seen firsthand some artists who create a certain kind of music and because they feel like this is what they want to be able to give to the DJs and blah, 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 blah. And it takes off on them. And all of a sudden, they get branded as that kind of artist, and that's what people want to hear from them. And now they got to keep making that kind of music because that's what got them there. You know what I'm saying? And when they change, It's like all of a sudden, yeah, you change a little bit, and now you're a fucking clone. Whatever the fuck with the Gucci Man.
That's true shit, but
you change a little bit. You change just a little bit, and people call you a clone or some shit. I don't retarded shit. It happens.
Yeah, I mean, I would feel like, you know, a lot of people listen to the singles, though, like, especially, like, you know, we can give an example, like, 50 Cent, you know, just a little bit, you know, all those songs that he hit, and then you also listen to, you know, real stuff that he says about, you know, other subject matters, and you're like, dang, that's some raw stuff. So
right.
I really want to have, I want to be known as versatile. I don't want to be branded as that dude who turns up or that dude who spits conscious stuff. I mean, because that's who I am. You know, I lived in Europe. I lived in America. I lived in New Mexico. I mean, I lived so many places. I just want to be viewed as a versatile person that can just make good music, not necessarily a good trap song.
Mm-hmm. Good answer. Yeah, good answer. Right now, who you rock with in the industry? Just give me the one MC that when you hear him, you like, I fuck with him the long way. Like, I check out everything they drop. Just give me one quote unquote mainstream on name. Who that?
Off the top, J. Cole. J. Cole till I die, bro. That's my number one idol. I met that dude in Germany, man. Got to meet him. Spit a little something to him. He never hit me up. Shout out to him if you ever listen one of these days, man. Shout out to him. But yeah, yo, he's my idol.
Well, I mean, shit. I mean, I don't know. You know, he's definitely at the top of my list of this new generation of artists. I got him and Kendrick 1A, 1 and 1A. And you can switch around whichever way you want to do it. There is no A and B. There is 1 and 1A, and you can interchange them, which one you want to pick as far as this next generation of MCs that's coming out. I like a lot of people, but those guys are definitely my 1 and 1A, but I like some of the new people. I love Nipsey Hussle and YG representing the West Coast. I think they're putting on for it. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of new people that's coming out. I don't know about that necessarily. I don't know. I ain't gonna get into that. I'm just saying, there's a lot of people on that cover of that Double XL that I'm like, how the fuck did you get here? I'm definitely not picking some of those.
That shit was all garbage. I'm telling you, y'all.
I don't think it was all garbage.
Except for that,
you know,
one white boy. One of the white boys I liked.
Look, Dickie got some flow though. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You know what I'm saying? He got some bars. Little Dickie got some bars. You gotta have to come and see him when to the pen. And then he did that. I think with the Tim Westwood freestyle that he did, I was really digging that. You know what I'm saying? The way he was interchanging with his flow. It was impressive. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear more. I want to hear more from him. He's going to have to grow on me like Macklemore did. You know what I'm saying? And eventually Macklemore ended up growing on me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, at the end of the day, I think he's dope too. One more thing, and we're going to jump into the music. How did you find out about the bar exam? And tell me about that experience for you. We got to make sure we mention that. Go ahead.
How did I find it? You know, I got Eventbrite, and I was just like, I went to it before. Actually, to tell you the truth, I've been to one before, and this was when I first moved from Europe. I went there, and I was like, man, I got a song that I made in Europe. Let's see how they fuck with me. And I'm telling you straight up, man, it was not good, yo. I got criticism, and I was like, you know, really arrogant. I was like, yo, crowd, boo them. I was trying to get him to boo, man. I'm telling you, this was the worst experience of my life. And after that, I realized, you know, I got to develop myself a lot more, because just thinking in your mind, you make the dopest stuff. But when you let people listen to it, they might not rock with it. So when I realized that, I try to imply things that I can rock with and they can rock with. And when I made that song Zoning, I literally made it 2 days before the exam. And, I was ready. I felt like I had my website, my whole marketing brand ready for when people actually listened to it. Because I had music for a while, but I needed to get the brand right. So once I had that ready, I made the song two days ago, performed it, and I rocked the stage, man. I had the energy.
Well, I mean, the bar exam is something, another reason why I really like that particular. This is Atlanta. There is literally a showcase / open mic going on 3 or 4 every night of the week, every day of the fucking month in Atlanta, Georgia. If you want to perform, if you want to be on the stage, if you want to get somewhere and get your music out and network, there is literally 7 days a week, nonstop, 365, something going on in Atlanta, Georgia. It's probably one of the only places on earth you can find that for hip hop. So it depends on if you want to travel to the other side of town or whatever. Make no mistake about it. In the metro area, there is literally something to do, multiple things to do literally every day of the week. So the bar exam, in order for an event or something to stand out to me, you know what I'm saying, it's got to be something unique about it. And I think the bar exam Of course, I love the Pass the Bar, Pass the Mic mantra because it's pretty much like Illa Kill, which is our music review segment. I mean, basically, the Bar Exam and Illa Kill are the same thing, except one is on radio and one is a live performance. They're literally the same exact thing. And so I like the whole premise that you had to actually sit up there and take criticism live, right in front of a crowd of people, just like you got to take criticism live on K100 Radio when we criticize your music over here. That was one of the things that drew me in, you know what I'm saying? And for you to sit here and say, hey, I got up there and I bombed, you know what I'm saying? But you came back. And everybody knows that's listening to me on K100 Radio right now. I got love for artists who can go up there, take a hit, and come right back. You feel what I'm saying? Because a lot of artists are getting their fucking feelings, and they already got these. There's a lot of egotistical ass artists who feel like you can't tell me shit about my shit. Point blank, period. You know what I'm saying? And if you say any little thing, you're a hater or whatever. And a lot of artists in your position would have been like all getting Twitter fingers, all on social media. Fuck Mike Sick. Fuck the Bar Exam. Fuck that. Fuck Apache Cafe. Blah blah blah, blah and all this other extra shit. That's just whack as fucking lame because you're being a fucking child. And B, you have no idea who's actually paying attention to that shit in the industry. I actually look at shit like that, and when people do like bash other events like that just because people wouldn't feel their music, whatever, I tend to shy away from them, and I actually just stop checking for them as an independent artist, point blank, period, because they're not mentally ready for me to deal with, and I don't feel like I should help them or push them or giving them this platform. So big ups to you for being able to understand that that's not the move, that's not what you necessarily need to do, and you came back and you won the day. Got to make yourself some props for that. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm going to say straight up, it was hard, man. It was hard.
Yeah. Let's jump into the music. All right. We got Rise and Grind and Zoning. Tell me which one you want us to rock out to first on K100 Radio. We got two joints we're going to play like.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Which one?
I'm definitely excited for Zoning. I want people to hear Zoning. I just dropped it about 2 hours ago for the fans. I had people hit me up already excited for it. Thank you for everybody. On my Facebook page, Kid Ambition, you know, I want them to hear that.
All right. Willie Weems on Facebook says, I respect all artists doing their thing, period. I don't. Let me tell you why, Willie Weems. Some of these motherfuckers don't deserve it. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I've been doing this shit a long time. Some of these artists out here don't deserve it because some of them don't even respect themselves, the craft, and other people who support them. I support the ones who support themselves and who are business and who are professional, who have love for the craft. You feel what I'm saying? But every artist, everybody that you see out here trying to be a rapper isn't an artist. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody that's doing their thing is not necessarily in this thing to win it and in this thing to really for longevity. Some of them want to be hood famous. Some of them want to be stars. You feel what I'm saying? Some of them are doing it for all the wrong reasons. So that particular statement is a blanket statement that I don't necessarily agree with. I just want to say that live on air because I'm checking out my Facebook Live. Everybody that's doing music, everybody that you see out here rapping and doing and singing, whatever, there's level of respect for everything. I'm not just jumping into it blindly saying I respect every art. No, fuck that. Because I've been too many places and seen too much to say that and make that kind of a statement. So I disagree with that. And if you're in my position where we're at right now, and I'm an artist myself. I was an artist. I got this. I know about the grind. I did it myself. I don't necessarily agree with that particular statement. You feel me? Every artist is not created equal, point blank, period. Let's jump into this joint by Kid Ambition called Zoning.
Shut up.
Tell me about this joint, man. What is Zoning? What is it about? Where are you going with this one before we play it?
Really where I'm going for it is, you know, I work 9 to 9 pretty much. I'm a car salesman. And, you know, after work, man, I'm just ready to go to sleep. This is pretty much in that zone where you're like, man, you're tired, but you have so much ambition to go further in life with your family, friends, and everything. And you just want to enjoy life. And it's just, you know, a good song to vibe with, you know, for everybody who's trying to take it to another step in their career or wherever it be, you know. So that's what it's based around.
Absolutely, man. This is Zoning, first time on K100 Radio. Kid Ambition, winner of the Bar Exam.
Let's go.
Yeah. Check him out. This is K100 Radio.
Oh, don't hate the player, hate the game. I've been real, that's all I gotta say. All these fuck boys in my way, I kill them every day. Zoning, I'm zoning, I'm zoning. Gotta chase that paper every morning. Zoning, I'm zoning, I'm zoning. Gotta chase that paper every morning. Suicide, suicide, who alive? I don't know. Rise and grind, rise and shine. Wake up, then I gotta go. Running shit, got to you. Trunk banging, audio.
Hot to the money, then adios. All of my niggas be grinding, so vominos. We gon' have to put in work. Put these haters in the dirt. This a blessing and a curse. Homie second, family first. See, I'm working on the floor. And then I'm working on these odds. Got him hitting how he knows. But we gon' keep it on the low. I'm just doing what I do. Pretty women in the coupe. I've been ballin' shootin' hoops. I've been marching with my troops. I ain't even gotta say it.
Nah.
Energy is super saiyan.
Nah.
Money only thing we chasing, chasing like we Jason. Got my family cakin'.
Hold on, hate the player, hate the game. I've been real, that's all I gotta say. All these fuck boys in my way. I kill them every day, every day. Zoning, I'm zoning, I'm zoning. Gotta chase that paper every morning. Zoning, I'm zoning, I'm zoning. Gotta chase that paper every morning.
Check my roots, I'm growing money trades.
Growing money trades.
Every day we stay hustling. Fast lane, a better buckle in. These women bad, but never cuffing in. All these real rappers, they fuck with kids. Cause I never ever been a fake. Food on my plate, but all I want is cake. All I want is greatness, all they bring is hatred. I'ma run the nation, let them start debating like,
oh no, 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 flow so cold though. Ocho flows, oh my, my. Sling these lines like, yo, yo, fuck, po, po. Middle fingers up, let them hate us. Let them hate, nigga, can't phase us. See us in the game, can't play us. Bouncing our squares, doing layups. All my fam gotta know that I'm on my way. Gotta know we're blessed every goddamn day. Talking to my city like I'm LeBron James. Hey, y'all team, but man, all y'all lame.
Man, these niggas ain't with it.
Hold on, hate the player, hate the game. I've been real, that's all I gotta say. All these fuck boys in my way. I kill them every day, every day. Zoning, I'm zoning, I'm zoning. Gotta chase that paper every morning. Zoning, I'm zoning, I'm zoning. Gotta chase that paper every morning.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on, Kid Ambition? Right there, zoning, I'm zoning. I think, and then, you know, that's the song that he did, and that's the one he won the bar exam with. And so he was really crazy on the stage, you know what I'm saying? He came across, we had mad energy, pulled the crowd into him, you know what I'm saying, with that performance. And that's how he won, and that's why he's live right now on K100 Radio. Again, congratulations to you, homie.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you.
Truly. We're going to play the Rise and Grind joint in a second. Just give us a one tick. Right now, man, let me ask you about this. I asked our last interview this, but I'm going to ask you. Like, that night, I saw you after you won, and you were shaking hands, kissing babies, you know what I'm saying, like politicians do a little bit. You were showing everybody some love. You were happy and everything. Mm-hmm. You're doing some networking. Now, let me ask you this. Have you followed up with anybody that you networked with that night and actually tried to create some music with outside of us? You know, you're on this platform or whatever, but did you talk to anybody that night? And I'm asking that for a specific reason, but that night, did you get anybody numbers, anything other than this particular interview from the bar exam tonight that you maybe collaborated with, producer that you met, got some track from, another artist, maybe you got something lined up for a feature, anything like that? I'm just asking.
Yeah, you know, I think that's the main reason why I do these things. And a lot of people I see, they don't even really network. They do the thing, and then they don't get nobody love, and then they dip. And then they wonder why the music ain't really popping like that. And I feel like the main thing is networking. I talk to everybody. I support them because they support me, and as an independent artist, it's only us that can really do it, and radio stations like you guys who've given us, you know, a platform. So shout out to Amaretta. You know, she was dope. You know, I'm trying to work with her. I talked to her manager already, trying to get some stuff going on. DJ Most High, you know, all these people have introduced me to booking agents, things that they're doing, and I introduced them to what I'm doing. And together, you know, we make some dope stuff, you know, and that's why we take it to another level because of networking. So, yeah, definitely.
That's a great answer. And, girl, she killed it. She killed it. Yeah, girl. I remember her. I didn't know if you was going to make it out of that round because she had went in so hard, and then you came up there and you did your thing, and I was like, you might be the one. But when she did it, got it. I felt like I was sitting there. Who was I talking to? I think Sad Wines was there that night. Was it Sad Wines? That was the one, I think, that said Wines that came through that night. I was sitting over there on the side watching, and I'm just watching, you know, watching all the performances, and I'm like, you know, it's broke. If you never been to the bar exam, it's broken down into three or four rounds, and then you got a couple of artists, like four or five artists in each round, and then whoever comes out of the round, they go to the lab at the end of the night, and then they pit them up against each other, and that's kind of how it goes, and you have a wild card, a couple other things. But in that round, I was like, man, she snapped so hard. I was like, oh, man, that's it. And then you came up there, you did your thing, and you kind of did a little bit better, and you pulled the crowd into a little bit more. But I like the fact that you said that you met somebody and you talked to the management and you can collaborate with them. That was the reason why I asked you that question, man, because like I mentioned in the last interview, it's really important for independent artists to collab and work with each other and not beef. You guys can definitely, like, she probably could, I heard in her voice, she definitely West Side shouting. You feel me? So she definitely could probably.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She definitely West Side of Atlanta, no doubt, 100. I can hear it in her lingo and her talking and everything. She's West Side Bankhead all day long. And she was representing it really well, but she had some bars. But doing a song with her, that may just bring people over there on the West Side to your cause. You feel what I'm saying? And, you know,
exactly.
I mean, because, you know, you pull up on the West Side, you know what I'm saying, Kid Ambition, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know if they, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? But no, seriously, working with somebody like that, you just never really know, man. And so I asked you that question because I saw you doing a lot of networking, more than what I've seen some other previous winners do. They just go up there and they be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm the shit, you know what I'm saying? And they roll out. But you was in there trying to shake hands and meet everybody in there. And you was, I just like the fact that you was really happy. And you seemed like you really appreciated the look, and you was happy that you made it. And now I think I understand a little bit more now why, because I didn't know about the history, but you had went up and then you kind of got murked on the stage, and then you came back.
Yeah, it was horrible.
You know,
I'm telling you.
Yeah. I see now why you felt like that. Mike Sick was like, dude, this dude is so ready for that interview. I was like, yeah. Okay. Now he's amped, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I did some shout out to you first though. I did some research on you before I did it. I knew you won a couple of awards. I knew you won one this year, actually, right?
Yeah, we won three this year. You won three this year.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I was super turned. Like, I'm telling you, when I won, I was dapping up everybody. And when I was driving, I was just quiet, super focused. Like, I was so happy that I didn't have any emotion coming out. It was just, like, trapped in there. And then I called my mom, like, hey, Mom, I made it. And she was going crazy, and then I was going crazy, and then, you know, I was just excited to do this interview, man. I appreciate it so much.
Absolutely, man. But before we get ready to get up out of here, we got DJ Butter Rock coming up next on deck, the CX1 DJ's Mix Show. Hang around if you're listening to K100 Radio right now and check him out, man. He goes in and got a lot of music. He breaks a lot of music from all over the place. But we got one more joint that we got to ride out to before we leave with Kid Ambition. Tell us about Rise and Grind, homie.
This is the intro to my new EP coming out, and this is pretty much for anybody who has a goal, a dream, you know, everybody knows that when you feel like you can reach there, you have so much hunger that you know that you can do it. You're just waiting to be heard or waiting to do this and that. And this goes out not to just artists, you know, bodybuilders, people who want to push themselves further. And this is really capturing the hunger of where I'm at in my career right now.
That's what's up, man. Well, we got to get ready to get up out of here, and then we got DJ Butter Rock coming up, and we're going to ride out to this Rise and Grind, and we're going to take it to the sunset with that before this Direct Line interview on you. Tell everybody how they can contact with you, how they can contact, get in contact with you. Give us your social media, your website, and all that kind of stuff right there.
All right. Appreciate it. KIDDambition.com. That's KIDDambition.com. You can find all the social links on there. I made it myself. I mean, I spent hours on this website. So, like I said, KIDD Ambition. If you're looking to, you know, text me, that's even cool. 678-451-8103. I sell cars as well. Anybody in Georgia looking for a car, BMW, Porsche, whatever you want, come get me.
Nah, man, and he got the hustle going. He got a way to fund this thing. He got a way to make some money. And put it back. You can't be broke. You need a job. You need a hustle. You need something to be a rapper, an artist, anything in the music industry. This shit costs money. You want to be in radio? It costs money to make K100 Radio and keep it running every month. You're going to need some cash. You're going to need some money. All right, man. Kid Ambition, yo. Congratulations again on winning the bar exam.
Thank you.
And thanks for being on K100 Radio. Rise and grind. Let's get it.
Let's go.
Yeah, DJ Butter Rock on deck. This is K1's Radio. Yeah.
Give a fuck where you from. You know I came to be number one. Y'all in the way, we got some trouble then. Eat these rappers like the bubble gum. Watching all these niggas struggling. I'ma make it count so we gon' huddle in. I'm like Cam Newton, I just run it in. Boy, I'm back with it, I'm back with it. Running through, I'm doing laps with it. I ain't stopping till my heart collapse with it. All my lines are dope, it's so much crack. Getting mixed the trap with the boom bap. I get like that, spin straight back. Kid in the class, kid with them raps. All these dudes quack, put me on the map, on the right track. I know,
yeah.
Running the chills till you're spinal.
Yeah.
Running the needle on vinyl.
Yeah.
Running through all of my rivals.
Yeah.
Running so much, it's a cycle.
Yeah.
Better pray for your survival.
Yeah.
Started this shit, now it's final.
Yeah.
Can't have the crown, cause it's mine now. Kids. Rise here. Hustling every night. I know it's my time. Rise here. Rise here. Hustling every night. I know it's my time. Ready or not, here I come. Waited patient, now the throne is vacant. Every day I'm slaying, never take vacations. Gonna be the greatest of the generation. No, there ain't debating, ain't afraid to face them. Blood, sweat, and tears is my favorite fragrance. So, ready or not, I'm like peekaboo. You don't know me, homie, you just think you do. Got me shocking niggas like I'm Pikachu. I've been in the booth for about a week or two. And I'm in my lane, I keep speeding through. Messing with these ghosts, call me Beetlejuice. Moving on to better things. They gon' fuck with me eventually, cause I've been real, that's on everything. I know,
yeah.
Running the chills to the final.
Yeah.
Running the needle on vinyl.
Yeah.
Running through all of my rivals.
Yeah.
Running so much, it's a cycle.
Yeah.
Better pray for your survival.
Yeah.
Started this shit, now it's final.
Yeah.
Can't have the crown, cause it's mine now. Yeah. Rise in my
I'm bringing fear, I can feel you losing my homies and my feelings.
And you voted.
And thanks to you, our loyal listeners.
We are the Southern Entertainment Awards Radio Station of the Year 2016.
Yeah, you know what it is.
K100 Radio.
Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? Y'all know the voice. Y'all know the hit. Y'all ready? It's me, your boy Diddy.
What up? It's your boy Jay-Z.
It's your boy Chris Brown.
The hottest mix show in the city.
Right here on K100 Radio. Now tuned into K-100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
CX1 DJs, time to transform.
DJ Butterrock, Butterrock, Butterrock.
You got it going on. What? Yeah, what? You got it going on.